Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's Friday on the morning show with Preston Scott. Grant Allen over there in Studio 1A. I'm here in Studio 1B. Did I mention it's July? Great to be with you this morning. It's Friday, July 2nd. It is for most a long weekend, and for many, couldn't come soon enough. Over there in Studio 1A is Grant Allen. I'm here in Studio 1B. It is show 4501. We'll get to this date in history in just a little bit. Day 164 of America held hostage. And our verse of the day, you have searched me, Lord, and you know me. Boy, does he know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 3. God knows everything about you. Everything. Your thoughts aren't hidden. You know, that's something that's really important. We carry around thoughts that, quite honestly, if we aired them, we probably wouldn't be very proud of. It's a constant fight, a constant battle. That's why in the New Testament we're reminded to take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. Husbands, wives, moms and dads, filter everything. I can't tell you when I used to do counseling with marriages, how often I would hear this basic situation. One of the spouses says something, the other spouse looks. The spouse that said something then looks at the look and says, what? The spouse with the look says, nothing, nothing, no big deal. No, what? Nothing. No, you had a look. What? Come on, what? Take every thought captive. Your spouse is taking the thought captive. Let them. Even if that's not their initial intent, deep down they know, yeah. We don't need to talk about this right now. Let that happen. Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. If you're married to someone that is considerate enough to say, what I'm thinking may show up on my face, it may show up with a look, but I'm considerate enough to say, I'm being human. I don't need to say what I'm thinking right now. Let them be human and be blessed by the fact that they want to take that thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. That's really an amazing virtue. The ability to say, no big deal. It's okay, honey. Just momentary thought. It's fine. Don't beat them up until it's like Chinese water torture. No, no, sit down. The light, the water, beep, on the forehead, beep. You know, you're going to tell me what you were looking. You're going to tell me what was behind that look. Oh, yes, you are. You're not going to get up from that chair until you speak. Nah, that's not cool. By the way, Psalm 139 is a glorious passage of scripture. It just is. Check it out sometime. 10 minutes past the hour. This date in history, more next as we get started slowly on Friday on the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Inside Studio 1B is spreading to Studio 1A.
Yeah, just in time for, of course, now the bump works.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Grant, I'm writing a note to corporate here because we need help. My room just has crashed and burned over the last few weeks, and so most every useful function in my studio is completely unavailable to me. And so we've been on the phone with our IT department all morning long, and they've been working feverishly, and we're not getting anywhere. And I guess it's COVID 2021. COVID 2021.
The virus contagious. That's infected everything.
Yeah, it's contagious. It's spreading to Grant's room now.
You keep that stuff on that side of the glass.
Yeah, I wish I could. But at any rate, so hopefully we'll... We could be doing a stripped-down version of the show where the bumps are Grant humming.
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, dude, no, come on. You got to do better than that.
That was going to be my backup.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. There we go. Welcome back to the Morning Show with Preston Scott. How are you? Grant will be our bump machine. And so he'll be breaking out all seven of the songs he knows.
That's right.
Yeah, they'll just be in a rotation all morning long. Bump in, bump out, bump in, bump out. So we'll just laugh and make the best of it. It'll be fine. But anyway, I was writing in that brief little intermission there during weather and traffic for those of you in the Eastern time zone. And Grant's pointing at me. Start,
go!
Start. You. Oh, the fun of what we do. July 2nd, 1937. Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan disappeared. July 2nd.
Today was the day, huh?
Today was the day. When she left New Guinea with her navigator, Fred Noonan, Earhart had completed all but 7,000 miles of her 29,000-mile journey. The Coast Guard cutter, what is it? Itasca, waited off Howland Island, where the plane was to refuel. As the arrival time approached, the ship received a message. We must be on you, but we cannot see you. Fuel is running low, but unable to reach you by radio. We are flying at 1,000 feet. That's low. Effort to make radio contact failed. Massive search followed. Never found her. Today, we've talked to explorers trying to find the remains, and the best clues so far have come that she and her navigator were able to land on a beach on a little remote island. Stories of her capture by the Japanese, etc. No, I don't believe for one second that happened. I think she died on that island, and I also think that radio contact, shortwave radio, was picked up by people all over the world that got signals from her, and they have found things consistent with Amelia Earhart, personal items, on this particular island. And so wow. Just it's a fascinating story. It is a story that is tragic at the same time. So Amelia Earhart, Fred Noonan disappear on this date in 1937. Let's go back to 1776. Continental Congress votes for independence, passing a resolution that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states.
Whew.
Still get little goose pimples. Goose bumps when you get to July 4th. Goose pimples today. 1881, President James Garfield fatally shot by a deranged man in Washington, D.C. 1890, Congress passes the Sherman Antitrust Act. First federal antitrust law. 1964, because of Republicans, LBJ signs the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Even though he was a Democrat, Republicans got him to the finish line. And in 2002, adventurer Steve Fawcett becomes the first person to fly nonstop around the world in a balloon. I remember that. I was doing this very radio show and talking about it. Boy, that marks you. When things in the history books start to show up and you are on the air talking about them.
Doing this show.
Yes. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln addressed the folks at Gettysburg, and I was there 16 minutes after the hour on the morning show.
UFLA on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
Hey, so here we go.
An iHeart radio station.
Two minutes after the hour, the morning show with Preston Scott. Yesterday on the program, I still can't believe I did it. I talked about Britney Spears. I felt like Mike Patrick. How about that Britney Spears? Todd Blackledge. What?
30 seconds left in Georgia, Alabama. What do you think Britney Spears is doing with her life?
What?
That is still one of my favorite moments of all time.
That's still, and it cost Mike Patrick his gigs at ESPN. They moved him right out of big games. Not the biggest games, but he was like level two.
Yeah. He was the ESPN with Todd Blackledge. Two kind of noon kickoff college football games.
Not necessarily. Oh, he was really? Getting primetime games as well because Todd Blackledge was his analyst, and Todd,
oh, that's
very
right.
Highly thought of guy. And Todd's a very good analyst. He's very good. And so they were like, they were a team. And I yesterday I felt like Mike Patrick. How about Britney Spears? Wait, the audience is out there going, what? Wait, did you just talk about Britney Spears? Yes, I did. Because my heart goes out to her. And I'm not alone. And so... Oops, I did it again. I'm talking about Britney Spears all over again. This time, though, members of Congress, including Florida's first congressional representative, first district representative, Matt Gaetz, signed a note along with four other members of Congress inviting her to testify before Congress. We want to help. The United States Congress should hear your story and be inspired to bipartisan action. What happened to you should never happen to any other American. Congress can make things better, and you can inform our policy decisions. If you will speak to Congress, we are ready to listen. If you don't know the story, years ago, Britney had a meltdown, and she had a complete emotional, mental breakdown. And as a result, her father took over control of her estate. It was supposed to be temporary. It is called a conservatorship. But he has been unwilling to relinquish control. And Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Brenda Penny denied her request to have her father removed as the controller of her $60 million estate. And that ought to explain to you why. In her testimony, Spears discussed the 13-year ordeal, alleging she had been forced to take high dosages of lithium against her will. She claimed her team has prevented her from seeing a doctor to have an IUD device removed. It appears as though she is given a stipend to live and travel on. She testified, I shouldn't be in a conservatorship if I can work and provide money and work for myself and pay other people. It makes no sense. She told the judge she works constantly, surrounded by an entire staff on her payroll, but she isn't even allowed to control her own money. What state allows people to own another person's money and account and threaten them in saying you can't spend your money unless you do what we want you to do? I'm paying them. And so one can, you know, I mean, you can go deep and dark on this and come to the conclusion that this judge has to be getting money. Has to be.
Hadn't gone there, but now that you mention it.
There is no scenario. First, as a father, I can't get my brain around how evil this guy has to be at this point.
Right.
No, I'm sorry. He just loves his... Nonsense. If she's working in any capacity, she's in control of her own life. The judge should have taken 5 minutes with this case.
Yeah.
Ms. Spears, are you actively performing concerts and working in any capacity, commercials, TV appearances, etc.? Yes? Okay. Motion granted. Sir, you're off. Enjoy your life, Ms. Spears. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all that it would have taken. And so I hope she does appear before Congress. What's happening to this young lady, say, you know, you can make all the jokes you want about Britney Spears. This is wrong, what's happening to her. It's shameful what's happening to her in this country. And I'm wondering, where are all the women? Where are the empowered feminists out there? 27 minutes after the hour, it's The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Someone has to say it. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Shouldn't come as any surprise, Democrats renewing their call to pack the court. They don't like the decision on Arizona voter fraud protections. It was a 6-3 decision. It was predictable that there was no way they were going to survive the challenge. Democrats are wrong on voting law. They're wrong about most everything. And that's the point I've been trying to make to those of you Democrats out there. You can get mad at me all you want, but your guys are wrong. Your side is wrong about almost every single issue. You were wrong on civil rights. You were wrong on slavery. You were wrong on suffrage. You were wrong on equal protections for women. You are wrong on everything. Supreme Court ruling in favor of Arizona law. The court ruled that neither the policy requiring provisional ballots to be completely disregarded if submitted at the wrong precinct, nor the law making it a felony to submit another person's ballot with limited exceptions, violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. And, of course, the Supreme Court had to rule because the Ninth Circuit ruled that, you can't do that. The court noted that the Arizona law generally makes it quite easy for residents to vote. Having to identify one's own polling place and then travel there to vote does not exceed the usual burdens of voting. On the contrary, these tasks are quintessentially examples of the usual burdens of voting. See, what's significant about this ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday is that this now lets every state that has been passing laws to tighten things down know it's okay to do so. Think about this statement. Arizona law generally makes it quite easy for residents to vote. Think about Florida. 2 weeks of early voting. Weekends. Until 7 o'clock. Plus voting day. And a requirement that you be given a time off to vote, if need be. I don't know how much easier it needs to be.
No one can ever claim that's voter suppression. No one. No
well,
one in
no,
their right mind.
That's not true. All kinds of people can claim it.
And justify it.
Thank you. No one can justify the claim that that's voter suppression. It is a mirage. The court stated that the plaintiffs were, quote, unable to provide statistical evidence that the law even had a disparate impact on minorities. They only had witnesses testify that people in disadvantaged areas were more likely to use third parties and that minorities are disproportionately living in such areas. Okay, where's your evidence that this impacts them? There isn't any. The Supreme Court also pointed out that when the Ninth Circuit's in-bank review found discriminatory intent, they did not say that a majority of lawmakers themselves had discriminatory intent, but were merely used as, quote, cat's paws by others. In his opinion, Alito wrote, the majority opinion, Justice Samuel Alito, under our form of government, legislators have a duty to exercise their judgment and to represent their constituents. It is insulting to suggest that they are mere dupes or tools. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who was the focus of the lawsuit, said today is a win for election integrity safeguards in Arizona and across the country. Amen to that. It was a huge win. We'll talk to Chris Arps, a black member of Project 21, Black Conservatives. He wants to weigh in on this. We'll talk to him next hour here on The Morning Show.
The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Shazam!
News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
I love the fact that Shaquille O'Neal is calling out LeBron James for being a whiner. Absolutely love it. Bron's calling out the NBA saying they started the season too early and that's why we have all these injuries. Boo hoo.
They wanted to play the bubble and then they got back on schedule.
Sort of. They didn't play full 82 games.
I was going to say, this season wasn't a full 82, right?
It was right. Like, they spaced out those games too because look, we're playing the NBA Finals in the second week of July.
Right.
Give me a break. I just, Shaq, when you're living in a world where 40 million people have been laid off and I'm making $200 million, you won't get no complaining from me. I'd play back to back to back to back to back. Attaboy.
I love Shaq.
Yeah, yeah. LeBron just complaining about, they didn't listen to me. The NBA didn't listen to me. Whatever. Be quiet.
Why should they listen to you and you alone?
These rich multimillionaires making money off China, ironically, while complaining about the United States, where they earn their millions. Never mind. I touched on this yesterday. It is worth repeating. Gun owners in San Jose, California will soon face a yearly tax, be required to carry additional insurance after their city council voted unanimously on Tuesday to impose new measures. The forthcoming fee for gun ownership in the city has not been determined, but officials said anyone found in noncompliance will have their weapons confiscated. Wait for the good part. The city council's aim is to try to recoup the cost of responding to gun incidents such as shooting and deaths, which, as we all know, are always caused by law-abiding, legal gun owners.
Can't wait for the gangs to all have their concealed carry insurance. That's funny.
You know, the idiocy of this, again, it's only the left. It is only Democrats. Only. It only comes from the left. The idiocy of thinking that this is going to matter. First, it will be absolutely slammed by the U.S. Supreme Court if it goes there.
Yep.
And I don't mean nicely. There will be such a stinging rebuke. It's been tried before. You can't do that. What does the Second Amendment say? It says that it shall not be infringed. This is an infringement on the right. You cannot tax people in order to obtain a right guaranteed in the Second Amendment. You can't do that. That's against the law. That's against the Constitution. But there's a theme that I'm building here. This only comes from the left. And just think of the foolishness of it. As Grant pointed out, the people responsible for the overwhelming number of gun deaths in this country are not legal owners of guns. They will not be paying a tax, ergo, they will not either have their guns confiscated. I would say, go ahead and confiscate their guns. Good luck. You go ahead and do that. They shouldn't have them to begin with. But leave the law-abiding citizens alone. But the left is incapable of doing that. 46 minutes after the hour, more on the Democrats. Next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Glenn Beck program. It's time to act like Spock. Stop feeling and just use reason.
9 to noon on WFLA.
We're still, by the way, working on the name of our broadcasting network. I have to have it ready by Tuesday. Because Tuesday we go to Orlando for the week. So we'll be covering the Big Bend, the Panhandle. I'm pushing hard to get over to Jacksonville. And we're going to fill in for Bud Hedinger, the legend, in Orlando on the 50,000-watt front porch. 5:40 a.m. I mean, it's iconic now. That signal is a stick, as they say. And so I want the network named by then. So if you have, I mean, we were just kicking around Myrrh.
And there are a lot of possibilities with Myrrh.
Mostly underperforming radio network, Myrrh.
M-U-R.
The Myrrh Network. We could go Mirror.
Was that the
mostly incidental radio network?
Is that with an I or an E?
That would be with an I, like the space station Mir.
Okay. You said the mildly informational,
or modestly. I mean, modestly, you got a lot of options.
Exactly.
There. You get the. I still, you know, the PGRN, the pretty good radio network. There's something in me that still gravitates to that. I will tell you. Pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. You got to give it a you got to give the show a listen. It's pretty good. It's PG, man. We are a PG show.
That's us.
I'm not even G. It's just a PG. I mean, the GRN would be the good radio network. Yeah, it sounds too wholesome. I try to stay in the lines, but every now and then it becomes a PG program. Every now and then. So anyway, if you have suggestions, Preston@iHeartRadio.com. That would be great. Preston@iHeartRadio.com. And don't be offended if I don't accept it. I'm taking all ideas in.
Having to sift through all of them.
Yeah, I'm trying to take them in and understand. And it, and my wife doesn't like this about me. She said, I don't like self-deprecating humor. But see, I do. I laugh at myself, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay being imperfect, and I like laughing at my own self. I do. I can't help it. And so the idea of finding something like and calling it the Pretty Good Radio Network is a little self-deprecating, and I kind of like that. You know, Rush was the EIB network. I mean, come on, it's Rush. I've got, you know, I'm paying homage to him every time I do that.
That's right.
That's paying homage to Rush. And I love that Clay and Buck are starting their hours with the iconic music.
I've noticed that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. At first, I was like, wait, whoa. It was kind of like, whoa now. Hands were in a fist.
I was going to say, about to drop hands.
I was, come on now, we're dropping gloves over this. And then I thought about it. It was like, okay, I like that. I like that. And then yesterday, I listened to another episode of the Rush Limbaugh podcast, and I was like, whoa, man, hearing his voice, and it's just... Yeah, real powerful stuff. Anyway, you know, he is excellence in broadcasting. I'm just pretty good sometimes. And I mean, I'm not even good all the time. I'm not even pretty good all the time. I've told you, I'm lousy most of the time. But I think the lousy radio network, the LRN, is just...
That's a little much.
That's a little too heavy. So if you have any thoughts, that'd be great. Nancy Pelosi refusing to answer questions about Ilhan Omar's latest inflammatory statements. She compared the United States and Israel to Hamas and Taliban.
Yeah.
As a
sure.
terrorist organization. And she serves in Congress. She should be thrown out of Congress. Once again, Democrats. You just don't hear that from Republicans. You don't hear those kinds of statements. We readily acknowledge there are problems with our country, but we also accept that in our country we can solve our problems, unlike Democrats don't seem to think we can without turning it into a socialist nation. Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Welcome to the second hour of The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Did I mention it's July? Thank goodness we're here. The absurdity of June is in the rearview mirror. It's Christmas shopping season, and we are fortunate to have with us the Sheriff of Leon County, Sheriff Walt McNeil. And Sheriff, how are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Preston, how are you, sir?
If I got any better, I'd be twins.
All right. That wouldn't be a bad thing.
Well, I'm not sure anyone would agree with you on that analysis, but thank you very much for saying it. Tell us about the courthouse sheriff's office. What's that? It's reopening. I didn't know we had a sheriff's office at the courthouse.
Well, we're reopening all of our, yes, we have a unit, the bailiff units at the courthouse. We have another annex, if you will, on Thomasville Road at the courthouse annex at that location.
Okay.
And the main building here is reopening as well. Perhaps people did not realize that during the pandemic, we closed our office to visit for people coming in to get background checks and fingerprint checks and that sort of thing. It's a service we offer to citizens, and we've closed that down. But as of yesterday, we're fully 100%, and all of our employees are back in the office, and we're going full steam ahead.
The FDLE 2020 Crime Reduction Report, what does it tell you? What should we be paying attention to?
Well, Preston, it says that we still have the same problems and issues that we've had the last 5 years. It indicates that, obviously, we're making some progress. It went down another 20% or so over 2020. Which gives a five-year total reduction of about 50% or so. But it's still, we're not out of the woods at all, Preston, and particularly as it relates to larcenies and persons crimes. Very concerned. I heard early on the show that TPD is looking for a information about a person found deceased. We had a similar situation out on Highway 20 where we investigating a case where we found a man dead in a wooded area off of Highway 20, and we're still asking and trying to get information from citizens on those. While the murders are down compared to last year, we've had nine thus far this year, but quite honestly, that's too many. And so we've got to work on getting that down, continue to work with. And we're asking citizens in all those neighborhoods where we have deaths, shootings, please cooperate with us. Get us the information.
What if you look inside those numbers, and we try to, you know, to be fair, I want to try to compare apples and apples. The first 5 months of 2019, there was an average of about 900 arrests per month. COVID first 5 months of last year, 2020, it went down about 33%, down to about 600 a month. Now we're sort of out of COVID, but the first 5 months, we're still at about 600 arrests a month. What do you make of that?
Well, I'm not sure. I continue to say that COVID did have an impact, and you've had more people. I always talk about this seasonally, Preston. You can expect in the summer months, the warmer months, that you're going to see more people out and about taking vacations away from their homes. And so I always expect to see an uptick in arrests and crimes during the summer months. So I haven't looked at that, but I would assume that that trend continues. That's been a historical trend here in Leon County for many, many years, and I suspect that's the case now.
When you say a historical trend, but if you're looking the first 5 months of the year to the first 5 months of another year, and the arrests post-COVID are still down 33%, do you think what's the cause of that, number being lower?
Well, you know, I'm never going to absolutely take credit and say that all the things we're doing are absolutely working.
Sure.
But I would say that I think that's part of it, that the coordination between agencies, TPD and LCSO and our sister agencies, Florida Highway Patrol and the U.S. Marshal's Office, I think we're doing a pretty good job with respect to how we're dealing with those cases. But I'd have to drill down, Preston, to give you a real answer on that. And we've been looking at, and I think I mentioned in the other show, we are working on something called the anatomy of a murder. And I've spent a good bit of time talking to FSU and our research folks with the Florida Sheriff's Association. And hopefully by the end of this year, we will have enough time and research done so we can start answering those type questions.
Sheriff Walt McNeil with me. Sheriff, stand by. Check the weather and traffic. 10 minutes past the hour on the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Spin stops here. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Back with Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil with me this morning here on The Morning Show. And Sheriff, what do you make of the clearance rate? And for those that may not know, that's where you get a case off the books, you get it solved in one form or another. What goes into the clearance rate? The state average is about 25%. Locally, we're at about 19%. What do you think?
Well, the Lynn County Sheriff's Office, our numbers are we clear about 28% of the cases that we have. When you get those combined numbers, and obviously TPD has many more cases than we do, and I think their numbers is about 19% or so, but ours is at 28%.
Okay.
In fact, I sort of insist with our guys, that's something I look at on a regular basis. The national average is about 23%, and so we want to be better than the national average. And basically what that means is that's the solve rate. If we have a crime that occurs in our community, we should expect to solve at least 20 to 30% of those cases. And what it does, it tells you that it's not difficult. I should say it's difficult to solve crimes when you have no witnesses, no information about what took place. Most of the time, we're talking about burglaries or larcenies that go into those total numbers, and there's no way to solve a case where the person's not at home, something stolen. So those are very difficult when you have nothing to go on, and that's most of the time with many of the persons. The property type crimes. But I think our people do a pretty good job, and TPD does as well, in terms of trying to make sure we stay at or above the national level in terms of the clearance rate.
Sheriff, over the time we've had a chance to meet monthly over the last couple of years, we've always talked about the numbers of law enforcement personnel that you have available to you, and without ever going into specific numbers, we've always talked about there's always a need for more deputies on the road. Are you satisfied, though, that you're able to respond to calls and I mean, a burglary is somebody, and I'm not talking about an active crime, but where somebody says somebody broke into my car, somebody broke into my business or home. Are you able to get to those people and get those reports and act on those in a satisfactory manner to you?
Well, I'm doing right now, Preston, I'm doing a study of our calls for service and what number of deputies we actually need. Right now, obviously, I think our deputies do a fantastic job. They will get to the call. I've always said deputy sheriff or police officer, if they are very good at what they do, they'll make time, which sometimes means that they're holding and dealing with paperwork on four or five calls at a time. So they will get to the call, but what you then see erode is the quality of the call. And that's something I'm drilling down on to see if how much quality time do we have actually out there trying to resolve those calls that they're responding to. But every call, that's one of the things we make sure of. We do have enough staff to make sure we respond to every call. Now, the quality of the response that we get is something I'm looking at and trying to make sure that we can be outstanding at in terms of the service we give the citizens of Leon County.
Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil with me this morning on the morning show with Preston Scott. We've got one more segment with the sheriff. We're going to talk about a reintroduction of a crime reduction strategy. He'll explain that, plus the 40-year anniversary of the school resource deputy and more with our sheriff, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil on the morning show with Preston Scott.
On your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos.
This is crazy!
An iHeart's radio station.
I always monopolize Sheriff McNeil's time off the air, so we're just chatting up a storm here. Back to the program, Leon County Sheriff Walt McNeil. Okay, worship with me. How is that a crime reduction strategy? What's that about?
Well, Preston, one of the things we know is that a kid that doesn't have any anchor in his or her life oftentimes find themselves in the criminal justice system. So we've come up with this initiative we call Worship With Me, that what we are asking churches to do in our community, and we've had some success. We're asking churches, we will identify two children, and we'd ask a church, the child we identify who's in a situation. We're not going to give a church a child who's a hardened criminal, but we're asking churches to assist us by taking these young persons we identify to two services. And we don't, it can be Muslim church or, we're not trying to get into religion. We're just simply saying that data shows us that a contact with a religious organization oftentimes is that first step in preventing that child from going deeper into the criminal justice system. So we've been doing that for about a year and a half now, and we have to stop it during COVID. And so we're reigniting that with hopes that we'll get the kind of success we saw prior to COVID-19.
40th anniversary of the school resource deputy.
Well, we're really excited about this. 40 years ago, Sheriff Boone kicked off the school resource deputy program, and we went to a dedication of the ROTC building on this week out at Gopi High School, and talked to John Schmidt and his father out there, and they talked about when it was kicked off, and the great obviously it's been a great asset to this community, and we want to celebrate that. So we're looking to figure out exactly how we can celebrate those 40 years. Rocky Hanna is doing a tremendous job at the as superintendent in keeping the program alive and going, and we want to celebrate that because we think it's one of the anchors in our community, and would like to make sure that it continues for the next 40 years or so.
Sheriff, lastly, as you well know, you've been in this community a very long time, as have I. We've made a lot of efforts to try to, I'll borrow the term, revitalize the Frenchtown area. Yesterday, the CRA voted to spend nearly $13 million on a couple of plans in Frenchtown and in the area. And I know that you've been supportive of the idea. What do you think is inside of that that will be beneficial from a crime perspective?
Well, Preston, I recall back when I was police chief, I made the observation to the city commission at that time when the Frenchtown had the apartment complexes that were stacked on top of each other. And most of our time spent was responding to that one location. I mean, we spent probably 70% of our resources responding there. And we simply made the observation that if we were to change the dynamics and the way that that housing project was configured, that crime would be reduced there significantly. And they did that. They tore down that complex, the old complex there in Frenchtown, built a new one. And quite honestly, there are a few calls that TPD responds to in that location today. And if we can do that in the other locations around the Frenchtown community, and Joe Lewis Street and that whole area, I believe we can have the same kind of outcomes. It never made any sense to me to take all the people who are poor and to stack them on top of each other and believe you're going to get better outcomes.
What if anything, can be done the area to the north side of that region in and around Alabama Street? You know very well that that's a hub for gang activity, and it's obviously a detriment to Griffin Middle School that's in the area. What are some strategies to intervene and deal with that?
Well, one, I believe that those changes you just talked about, if we can get those Joe Lewis Street, which is right off of Alabama Street, we can get that reconfigured, torn down, and build some homes in that area. And secondly, what we're working on, Preston, is as it's currently configured, we are trying to put Boy Scout programs and mentoring programs in those housing projects. So we're asking for mentors in our community to assist us with that. And we think we will have, we'll impact something on the magnitude of at least 120 kids in those areas. And we've partnered with the Boy Scouts of America to try to make that happen. But it's going to take some investment. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about human investment and time spent with these kids.
Sheriff, as always, time goes by fast. Thanks so much for yours. And we'll talk again next month. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Preston. Take care, man.
Thank you. Sheriff Walt McNeil with Leon County and our guest once a month here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. We come back. Chris Arps joins me from Project 21. His reaction: the Supreme Court upholds Arizona voter fraud protections. The left is screaming, time to pack the court. Meanwhile, common sense has prevailed, at least for now. We'll talk to Chris about it next.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
All right, 35 minutes after the hour, Chris Arps, a no-show. We'll move on, get to the big story in the press box, which is what we were going to talk to him about, ironically, anyway, so it's no big deal. I just was hoping to get the perspective of somebody that, you know, is in the demographic that Democrats keep screaming and whining about as being impacted. A minority. There's a whole bunch of minorities in this country that don't agree. They don't agree that this, that voting is an issue. They can vote without any difficulty whatsoever. Thankfully, Justice Sam Alito, writing for the majority of the United States Supreme Court, Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act provides vital protection against discriminatory voting rules. And no one suggests that discrimination in voting has been extirpated or that the threat has been eliminated. But Section 2 does not deprive the states of their authority to establish non-discriminatory voting rules, and that is precisely what the dissent's radical interpretation would mean in practice. The dissent is correct that the Voting Rights Act exemplifies our country's commitment to democracy, but there's nothing democratic about the dissent's attempt to bring about a wholesale transfer of authority to set voting rules from the states to the federal courts. Alito's pointing out that what Democrats are trying to do is to allow federal actions, federal courts, and the federal government to dictate how states will conduct their elections. And in this case, they went on to rule that Arizona's modest protections, which overturns the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, quoting, neither Arizona's out-of-precinct rule nor its ballot collection law violates Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. The court noted that Arizona law generally makes it quite easy for residents to vote. And that, to me, is really crucial in this entire thing. The idea that we have made this unbelievably easy to vote. Go back 30 years. You voted on the day of. Early voting was, I'd never heard of it till I moved here. And only in the last couple of decades. You voted on election day. And if you were out of the state, unable to vote, out of the country, you got an absentee ballot. Ballot harvesting? No way. Listen to the ruling. Having to identify one's own polling place and then travel there to vote does not exceed the usual burdens of voting. On the contrary, these tasks are quintessential examples of the usual burdens of voting. Additionally, the plaintiffs challenging Arizona's law were not able to provide any statistical evidence to support their claims. As with the out-of-precinct policy, the modest evidence of racially disparate burdens caused by House Bill 2023, in light of the state's justifications, leads us to the conclusion the law does not violate Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. It's just a moment to exhale. A moment to just step back and say sanity has prevailed. And here's what else happens. Because of what happened in Arizona, we now have a path for other states to say no to ballot harvesting. We also have a path to question what happens in California. California now can be sued for what they do. They have made ballot harvesting, which is a violation of the Voting Rights Act, law. So we'll see where this all leads. 40 minutes past the hour, it's the Morning Show with Preston Scott.
And weather on the tens and the truth all the time. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Okay, I've been on a theme here this morning, and that theme is only Democrats. Have you been paying attention to what's been happening on the streets of New York City?
No.
Video yesterday of a postal worker being attacked by two, it looks like white dudes that were bikers. The police said dirt bike riders.
Yeah.
They were wearing these chrome-looking Nazi-esque helmets.
I saw that video, yes.
And I couldn't tell, but it could be that the postal worker was black. I don't know that for certain, or Hispanic, or dark-skinned. It could have been racially motivated. I do not know. But in broad daylight, just punching him out, kicking him. Then I looked at the video yesterday. Woman walking in Brooklyn's East Williamsburg just after 8 o'clock, so the sun's still up. It's still light. She noticed a guy following her. She turned the corner. He continued to follow, so she just stops briefly and lets him walk by. But somehow he circles back and gets behind her again and then rushes upon her, forcing her to the concrete. He's on top of this woman for several seconds. She apparently tries to hit him with something. He gets up and run, but he had reached his hand inside of her shorts, had groped her. She did not need medical treatment. This is, in essence, in broad daylight. Crime is rampant in communities controlled by Democrats. Don't believe me? Look for yourself. Defund the police? Democrats. All across the country, where defund the police movements have gained traction, and local city commissioners or council people, whatever, have acted on it, has led to explosions in crime. Why? Democrats. It is vitally important that all of you begin to construct the correct narrative, because Democrats are trying, starting at the White House Communications Department, to spin defunding the police as a Republican issue.
And now AOC's joined the Republican Party because she supports defunding the police. Just kidding. That's to the Babylon Bee.
It's insanity. And you have to be able to point out the correlation between defunding police, a lack of support for law enforcement, lack of funding, cut in funding, etc., and the explosion of crime in all of these communities. You can't have community policing without police. You can't have community policing without efficient numbers of law enforcement officers to conduct it. But these are attacks happening in broad daylight in front of people. You watch those Red Beret guardians, the vigilantes from New York City. Is it Guardian Angels, whatever they called themselves? I forget what they called themselves. Curtis Sliwa, I guess he's the Republican nominee for the mayor. He started the program decades ago. You watch, it's going to come back. 46 minutes after the hour.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
It's the morning show with Preston Scott. Good morning, 51 minutes after the hour. Great to be with you. I may be my own caller for what's to be Friday. I might tie up all four of the lines. But if you want to beat me to it, I'll see if I can get the software here to work. Yes, that's working. It's 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-WFLA. You can call in, get in line. You can boost my telephone index, my RPI, my what is it? What's that? What did that stand for? My the morning show RPI. Yeah. Something. I don't know. Anyway, my mind is so scattered right now. Anyway, the bottom line is, what's to be Friday comes up in just a few minutes. 850-205-WFLA. 850-205-9352. This is hilarious. This ought to help prime the pump a little bit. Released emails now show that in the lead up to the November election, the Biden officials were hammering Facebook relentlessly to deplatform Trump and anybody affiliated with him. Anybody concerned about what was being leaked that was going on in advance of the election? Just concerns about irregularities in the setup to voting and so forth. Anybody affiliated with that? We now have emails from Biden operatives, the Biden campaign, the Democrat Party, indicating they were relentlessly pressuring Facebook. Let me read from some of these. September 22nd, senior Biden official. The fact that this video, referring to Donald Trump Jr., is still on your platform and is being used to recruit some sort of, and I quote, army for Trump's election security effort is astounding. It is impossible to reconcile this with any of the policies regarding voter and voter suppression that Facebook has released over the past 3 years and emphasized to us privately in several dozen conversations. Apparently, Facebook responded that the video would be allowed to stay up, but then they added a fact check to the backside. That didn't work for the Biden team, who then followed up and wrote, "The Trump campaign has received the message that they may put videos on your platform saying that millions of fraudulent votes will be used to steal the election. And the solution to that is for able-bodied people to enlist an army so their shrieks of fraud compound and their calls to enlist multiply. Good gracious, I struggle to believe this is the precedent you are intended to set." Well, first of all, weren't those calls, didn't that prove to be needed? And in fact, in multiple states, we know for a fact, counters, observers, were not allowed to stay in rooms. They were asked to leave. They were escorted out. They were blocked out by cardboard. Windows were covered. Biden official wrote to Facebook, concluding, "We implore you to approach this problem with seriousness and a sense of mission." Whose mission? Exactly. Their mission. What's interesting is that if you step back and look at this in whole, this is just another example of the real collusion that has been underway for quite some time now. Mainstream media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, to a lesser extent, YouTube, all censoring one part of the argument, one issue, one side of the issue. You do realize there are immunologists and virologists that have had a totally different view of COVID, masking, vaccinations, but their voices have been silenced. So I'd wonder where the public has the information to make a sound decision. I mean, if you've got a room of doctors saying, okay, do this, and you got another group of doctors saying, no, don't do that, don't you think you should hear from both sets of doctors with credentials? It's amazing. The information and the evidence just keeps coming out. All right, time for What's to Be Friday. Your calls are next. 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. Your chance to get it off your chest comes up next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
got something stuck in your craw.
I am sick and tired.
Time to get it out before you fly off the handle.
Stuff like that really rubs me the wrong way.
Before you hit the roof.
They're getting both barreled.
Call 850-205-9352.
I have been having a very bad day.
So, what's the beef?
That dude's channeling me. He's channeling me. It's 5 minutes after. I'm remarkably ebullient in the face of what we've dealt with here this morning.
You didn't know the beef intro was prophetic.
I had no idea that we would be having Monday today, but we are, but it's okay. We're here, we're together, we're laughing and smiling and sort of. Welcome to What's the Beef Friday. It's your chance to call in and get it off your chest, whatever it is that is on your mind that you feel burdened by to the point that it is causing you grief and angst. We're here to help. 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. Now, we have two simple rules. Number one, no profanity. You can do it. It can be tough, I know, to restrain yourself, but you can do it. Number two, don't make it personal. If you have a bad experience at a business, don't name names. We don't want to hurt anybody because we all have those days, don't we? We're here to help. Trust me, just expressing your heart about what happened will make you feel better. And so we begin. Waiting longest is Ron. Ron, thanks for calling the program this morning. What is the beef?
Preston, great show. I'm just not understanding the part of the transgender student down south that's not allowed to play, and they said we're not paying attention to basic science. What basic science are we missing? Did they not pull down the student's pants and look herself? Or I need help. I really need help. Thank you, Preston.
Thanks. Thanks very much. Yeah, I've always been kind of a real fundamentalist when it came to identifying one's gender. Okay, what's the birth certificate say? And if need be, verify. I mean, you know, whatever. I trust but verify. You know, I use the old Reagan expression on that one, I guess. Let's go back to the phone lines and standing by is Janet. Hi, Janet. Welcome. What's the beef?
I'm a teacher, and I have more time to listen to you now over the summer, obviously. I love your show.
Thank you.
But I'm seeming like it seems like from the start I'm listening all the time, from June on, you've been repetitive. You take the same news and you just kind of put it in a different genre, a different sense, and it's the same thing over and over and over. I wish you'd kind of add some more stuff to it. Maybe I didn't get a chance to hear it.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because we diversify our content over and over. I think the challenge is that what we're dealing with in the news cycle is the same issues just from a different story. In other words, the same fundamental issues, but trust me, the repetition comes from the news cycle. And we probably diversify our content more than any other program of this type. But, I mean, what do you do when our constitutional rights are under assault by from the same, you know, side of the aisle, but with different things all the time? I mean, we kind of have to talk about it, but I can understand where it can come out sounding a little repetitive, but Janet, I promise you it's not.
Okay. And I agree with you. I'm glad it's July.
Yeah. So am I. Yeah, in case you haven't heard, Janet, thanks very much for calling in. Have I mentioned it's July? I'm not sure if I've mentioned that, but it is. We will get to Greg and Bill. You're next. What about you? We have one line open, 850-205-9352. 850-205-WFLA. It is What's the Beef Friday, an exclusive presentation of The Morning Show with Preston Scott and a network to be named later.
And Beck, you want him on that radio.
America can handle the truth.
You need him on that radio.
9 to noon on WFLA.
What's the Beef Friday on the Morning Show with Preston Scott. If you're new to the radio program, make note of the number 850-205-WFLA, 850-205-9352. Greg has been very patiently waiting. Good morning, Greg. Welcome. What's the Beef?
This is a twin spin beef for TV hostess Samantha Bee and also the Broward County soccer player.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Maybe you both need a big swat on the backside with the Mitchell report, since I've grown tired of waiting for a sports columnist to give a damn enough to create a column that says that the trace amount of testosterone in biological males from birth to age 12 is or is not equivalent to the trace amount of testosterone given to Major League Baseball players by supplement or cream between 1996 and 1998. Mic drop.
Thank you very much, Greg. And I appreciate the verbal mic drop. That cues me on moving on. Thank you very much for that. That was very kind and considerate of you. Bill, thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Modest proposal. Don't tear down the statues. Just change the name on them. For Robert E. Lee, just substitute Ulysses S. Grant. For Jefferson Davis, put in Abraham Lincoln. For Stonewall Jackson, put in William Tecumseh Sherman. Just change the names. With the state of public education like it is, nobody will notice.
I was waiting for the punchline. It had to come. But you of course know that Abraham Lincoln's a racist too now. They've determined they've determined Abe is a bigot.
All the Yankees are. They still are.
Thanks so very much. I appreciate the phone call. That opens up a line as well. But let's go to Mike, who's been waiting. Hello, Mike. Welcome. What's the beef?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Well, talking about these crimes that they're committing all over the place, the Democrats are giving the green light, just like they give the green light to all these immigrants coming into our country, just like it is, letting them out of jail early, not holding them, letting them go. And just like the couple... That couple probably watched them guys come through that private gate on private property, destroying everything they could get their hands on. They step outside with guns, and they're the ones that have to go to jail. Just not fair. Mike has left the building.
Thank you very much. What is this today? Mike drops, and then Mike follows up with, Mike has left the building. Oh, my goodness gracious, you people. Let's go to Karen. Karen. Did you ever think we would live in an era where your first name would be used derogatorily?
No, and I hate to say that I'm a Yankee, so I guess I'm a racist no matter what.
You can't win no matter what. I've got to ask. Have you ever found yourself now saying my name's Karen and having to kind of look around and see if anybody's giggling?
When I meet someone else named Karen, yeah, we do that.
Okay, I was curious. Just know that I hold nothing against you.
Well, thank you, Preston. I feel better about that.
I'm sure you'll sleep well now knowing that. What's your beef, Karen?
My beef is with the foster care system here in Florida, specifically Circuit 2. You know, these cases are dragging on. If parents don't get their act together by 12 months, why do you think they're going to start at 15 months or 24 months? Or kids are born with drugs in their system, like cocaine. It should be automatic termination. Foster care needs to be revamped.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. Foster care, first of all, foster parents that have their heart right, God bless you, because you are doing an incredible thing for children. The system itself, and you know what? I don't know the answer. because it has to be, there has to be a way of really thoroughly vetting foster parents. But man, you see stories of it just going south so often. And Karen mentioning just some of the other challenges. All right, Joe is standing by. We've got other callers standing by. We've got more lines ringing. It's 850-205-9352, 850-205-WFLA. One last segment of therapy coming up next on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
WFLA at WFLAFM.com, on your phone with the iHeartRadio app and on hundreds of devices like Alexa, Google Home, Xbox, and Sonos, and iHeart's radio station.
So I'm writing thank you notes. Upstream has gotten some things back working operationally for me here this morning, behind the scenes. And so, anyway, it's the Morning Show with Preston Scott. Great to be with you. What's to be Friday? Final set of phone calls. And so I want to get right to it. And I believe we start here with Joe. Good morning, Joe. Thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Good morning, sir. I think it is your second caller. Maybe she's been listening the last couple of days. Your show goes every which way. I think she's listening to Gordon Deal, honestly. Now, he does the other 20 minutes same thing over and over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But your show's not by the way. I mean, you're talking to authors, you're doing other things around the block. It's not the same thing over and over again.
Well, I appreciate you noticing at least.
Well, I listen every morning, so I picked it up. I just not first time July caller, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. You have a beef for me?
Yeah, it was because she dissed your show. That was my beef.
Okay. Well, you're standing up for the show. And you know what? She meant it nicely. I mean, she took my response well. So it's all good. We're all friends here. But Joe, thanks.
She had Gordon Deal confused.
It could, you know, and that could be. It happened earlier in the week, no doubt about it. It could happen. But thanks so much for calling in. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
You too, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to Stu. Hello, Stu. What's the beef?
You know, I've been looking for the quote that sums up my beef about media, and this comes from Alexander Solzhenitsyn, author of The Gulag Archipelago. We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know that we know they are lying. We know that they know that we know they are lying, and still they continue to lie.
That was brilliantly done.
He's great. He actually suffered through Stalin's gulags in Siberia and lived to tell the tale. He was an amazing man.
Well, not just the words, you. You were brilliant. That was incredible.
It's Friday. I can't help it.
I couldn't do that in 1,000 tries.
It's a tongue twister.
That's what I'm saying. Man,
sure.
Well done. I'm impressed. You want my job?
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Thanks very much for the phone call. All right, second to the last caller here. We go to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Preston. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's the beef?
My beef is with social media. This is my 13th 30-day sentence in jail for speaking the truth, and I'm just getting tired of it. Defense rest. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Thank you very much, sir. Well done. Pithy, brief, got right to it. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, thanks for calling in. What's the beef?
Hey, my beef is with General Mark Milley. We've got a general who's worried about white rage. He apparently wasn't too worried about all the cities that burned down on the left coast last summer, and he apparently doesn't seem too worried about the fact that West Point graduated a cadet with the message "Communism will win" scrawled in his cap. He talks about how he's read Marx and Mao Zedong. I'm not sure he's read the Constitution.
Yeah, what is with some of the people that have been leading our Defense Department of late and our Joint Chiefs not having a clue about the history of communism and socialism in our nation?
I really couldn't tell you. It really baffles me. I'm a child of the Cold War. I enlisted in the Army because of the Cold War, and nothing's changed. They're not in Russia anymore. They're here.
No doubt about that. There was a long belief that the McCarthyism sent them into the Democrat Party.
Well, you know, the problem with McCarthy is he did everything wrong, but he wasn't wrong about what the communists were up to.
I completely agree with that statement. Well said. Which branch did you serve in?
I was in the Army.
Thank you, sir, so much for your service, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you for what you do. Have a great 4th of July, everybody.
Thank you. Well done. Spoken by a patriot. There you go. That's the way to end it. That's the way right there. You know what that is? That is dribbling out the clock with a 30-point win on the opponent's floor, smiling at the crowd as they file out. That's what that was. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is America. Have a great 4th of July, everybody. Dribble, 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 dribble. Yeah. Enjoy that. No, don't throw that popcorn out. You take that home. Let that be a memento of your season that's now over. Dribble, 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 dribble. We come back. We push away from all the routine. And no, not because of Karen's phone call. Or Janet's phone call. Was Janet? Yeah, it was Janet. No, it's Friday. We push away. Stay with us. Final half hour will be fun on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Morning Show with Preston Scott.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
On News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Off on Monday, Tuesday, back with a full lineup. Jerome Hudson will be back with us from Breitbart.com. Sal Nuzzo with a legislative update. Now that we will be past July 1st, we'll get a feel for, okay, what laws are being signed, what laws are being vetoed, what's going into effect. We'll get a much better view of what the legislative session really brought to bear. And we'll review all of that with Sal Nuzzo. Also, Stanley Kurtz from the National Review. He wrote an interesting piece about Governor Ron DeSantis and his willingness to step forward and take on bad legislation. And it's a fascinating observation from a national perspective. And it kind of speaks to the narrative that the governor's carving out as a leader. And I've long said I've been surprised. Pleasantly surprised. Not that I thought he would be bad. I just didn't know he'd be this strong as a governor. And so he is. He's done a great job as governor of Florida. And my only concern is that he leaves too soon. I'd love to have him for a full 4 more years until 2026. But he'll have to make that decision on his own. And, of course, on Tuesday, we will be covering for Bud Hedinger out in Orlando for the week. And so those poor people will be stuck with me. And they'll really appreciate Bud. They love Bud. He's an iconic figure there. But he will be elevated to a whole nother place after a week of me. And so, I mean, we're gonna give them a double entendre of week. Week and week. Coming next week to Orlando.
Speak for yourself. I'm going to do a great job.
Yeah, you'll be epic as always. This story my wife shared with me, and it has just made me laugh every time I look at the pictures. A couple in South Carolina were worried about their dog. There was apparently a fireworks display, and the dog, spooked by it all, escaped from the backyard and just fled. They had no idea where their dog went. 18-month-old pup. And in the middle of the night, they hear their electronic doorbell ring. And and the picture reveals the evidence. Never having before been trained.
Oh my gosh.
Or shown, the dog figured out the doorbell.
His little face right in the camera.
She hits the doorbell with her nose, and the doorbell camera is picking up every movement, and so her mug is just right there like, hey.
Let me in.
Hey, I'm back. Hello?
I made a mistake.
Push the button. And so you've got these still photos of this dog ringing the doorbell, but the face of this animal.
That's hilarious.
Is just like, why is this door locked?
Can you imagine checking the app on your phone in the middle of the night for your doorbell camera? You're like, who is, oh my gosh.
Raja! It's Raja! So they scramble to the door and Raja came home. But figured out, a new dog learned new tricks.
How about that?
It's just comical to me how the dog figured it out.
Yeah.
It's like, well, this looks like something I can push.
Donk.
Yeah. Hey, my paw won't go in there. How about my nose? There? My nose. Hey, right there. It's a great story. If you can find it, look it up. Missing pet returns home in the middle of the night, rings family doorbell. The photos make it all worthwhile. All right, we come back. It's time for good news. The good news segment on The Morning Show with Preston Scott.
His opinion. He just happens to be right. The Morning Show with Preston Scott on News Radio 100.7 WFLA.
Always remember, and I should share, I don't have time. I should share, but I am getting all kinds of suggestions for our network, the CSA network, Common Sense Amplified, borrowing off of an expression I used for the first 10 years of the show.
Yeah.
I used to call it Common Sense Amplified. That sounds so serious. The CSA Radio Network. And I like it.
It's definitely fitting.
I don't know. I'm in a pickle. I've got the GPB, Good People Broadcasting, TBT, Truth Be Told, PIB, Politically Incorrect Broadcasting Network, and the IGWT, that's a little too much, In God We Trust. I mean, I love the sentiment, and thank you for that. Great suggestions there. That's from Matthew. Ray suggested Murica Network. Mostly underperforming radio, incidentally conservatives also. Murica. Mostly underperforming. I like it. And he's a fan. I know Ray's a fan. Ray writes me all the time.
That wasn't a criticism.
That was taking me up on the self-deprecation. And so if you have thoughts, it's as simple as Preston@iHeartRadio.com. So send it my way as we get to a little good news here this morning.
It's so important to make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart-to-heart you. You sing to one.
Good news here on The Morning Show with Preston Scott. Dante Franklin has to leave a little early every day to make it to his shift at Buffalo Wild Wings as a cook. The 20-year-old has to leave for work 3 hours early each day because he walks 8 miles on foot. At the end of the day, he walks 8+ miles back. In fact, every day he walks roughly 17 miles to and from work. He credits his work ethic to his late mom, who passed away 4 years ago, quoting, "I really don't care if it gets tiring. I just have to keep pushing. I walk just to make my family proud. Well, one day while Dante was walking, and it was a particularly hot day in Oklahoma, and Grant will tell you that hot days in Oklahoma also are dry and hot days, and they're difficult. A guy named Michael Lynn was out running errands, and he saw the young man walking in the heat. And he said, "Can I give you a lift?" And Dante accepted. And Michael Lynn asked, "What's your story?" And he told him. And he decided it was time to help. So he shared Dante Franklin's story on Facebook. Young lady named Carrie Collins and her husband are the driving forces behind a charity group called My Riding Buddies Oklahoma. And so they gathered their friends together and they presented him with a brand new bicycle so he could ride a bike to and from work. But Michael Lynn started a GoFundMe account and raised this young man who's studying to be a welder as well as working two jobs and walking to both jobs. He raised him $52,000.
Oh my.
Hold on, I'm not done. Dante doesn't have a driver's license yet. He never had a car, could afford to even go through the process. He said he's going to purchase a car eventually, but in the meantime, he's going to use the funds to help his family, and he's going to keep riding a bike to work. Two things I want you to take away from this. Number one, remember there are people like this young man, Dante Franklin, and what they'll do to work and to hold a job when you see people sitting on the sidelines collecting an unemployment check, not even willing to go to look for work or accept a job. He walks there. And now humbly is saving the money, using much to help his family. But I'll keep using the bike. The bike is a real blessing, he said. And also the story of the gentleman that offered to help, Michael Lynn. That's America. Michael, by the way, is white. Dante, by the way, is black. That whole racism thing in America gets blown up by stories like this all the time. And that is good news. By the way, that story that I just shared in the Good News segment can be found on my blog page. I've got a link to the original printed story, online printed story, and a news report from a Oklahoma television station on it. And you can find that again at the website right now. It's the number one story on the website right now. Look at that. But I timed it to hit just as I was doing the story. Look at me. Look at me figuring out all these things at my advanced age, huh? Right? Gives hope to all of us elderly members of society that you too can figure out the ways of the force inside the labyrinth of the internet and all things online. So you can check it out, WFLAFM.com/Preston. I want to remind everybody, 4th of July weekend, long weekend, lots of people heading to the beach. Read the flags. If the flags are red, hazardous water, high hazardous water. If they're double red, don't go in the water. The beach is closed. Sit by the beach. Enjoy the waves if you feel like you want to do that. But advise others, don't go in. Yellow is medium hazard. There's still hazard out there. Conditions could change real quickly, and they can change anyway. Even if you've got a green flag. And the purple flag means marine life that is dangerous to your well-being is out there. That would mean sharks and so forth. So just please, I beg of you, let's not have any more victims this summer, huh? We've already talked about it twice on the show. Once Panama City Beach, once in the Tampa area. So let's not do that again, okay? And that would be very, very smart of all of us to just abide by that. We are off Monday, back on Tuesday.
Brought to you by Barino Heating and Air. It's the Morning Show 180 on WFLA.
Look back at the program in 180 seconds or less. Supreme Court upholds Arizona voter fraud protections. That is a green light for everything that happened inside the Sunshine State. It is a green light for everything that has been done in states across the country to make sure that we do not have a repeat of the debacle that was the 2020 election. It's good news. Five members of Congress have invited Britney Spears to testify before Congress, quoting the letter, "You have been mistreated by America's legal system." Spears' conservatorship was not terminated. She is not in control of her own wealth and affairs. And that is bad. A lot of other things we talked about. Check out the podcast page. And if you missed the week, check out, as I was saying, tomorrow morning at 9. Have a great weekend. Back Tuesday.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.